stalk her a place. How would there even comparisons made? What's happening, Catskill? You're listening to WGXC Acra 90.7 FM. This is Chuck Ansbacher, Broody Duck, signing off.
Wave Farms Art Park is now open on Saturdays. Drop in for unannounced guided tours on Saturdays from noon to 6 p.m. or book a tour in advance on other days. Wave Farms' 29-acre campus in Acre is the home of the art park with 13 installations in the Study Center, WGXC Acre Studio, and Wave Farms International Artist Residency Program. Visitors on Saturdays receive a guided tour of the campus. Admission is free and tours typically last 60 to 90 minutes. Again, on Saturdays, Wave Farms Art Park is open for drop-in visits anytime from noon to 6 p.m. from June through October. Stop by Wave Farm on Saturdays from noon to 6 p.m.
Wave Farm respectfully and humbly acknowledges the past, present, and future Indigenous peoples on whose ancestral lands Wave Farm and our radio station, WGXC, operate and broadcast. The Mohicans named themselves the people of the waters that are never still, following their arrival along the Mohicanituck, the great ebb tide river also known as the Hudson. The Mohicans stewarded this land over many generations in dynamic communication and interaction with diverse Indigenous peoples, including the Haudenosaunee Mohawk and the Munsee Lenape. Mohican descendants today live in communities in Ontario, Wisconsin, and Oklahoma. For further information on Mohican history and the contemporary community of the Stockbridge Munsee Band of Mohican Indians, please visit Mohican.com.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Diane Moore of Copake, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
My people, what can I say? Say what I can. I saw it, but I didn't believe it. I didn't believe it what I saw. Are we gonna live together? Together, are we gonna live? This is your Mr. Senior Love Daddy talking to you from We Love Radio 108 FM on your dial. And that's the triple truth, Ruth. Today's weather, hot! Wake up!
Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books Youth Radio on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acreage, Catskill, Hudson, and beyond. Listener-supported radio for open ears. I'm Emily. I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library, and I'm from Hudson.
I'm Jada. I'm still a student, and I'm from New York. And it's just like far.
Yeah, just me and Jada today. But we're here every week talking about books.
Books we love, books we hate, and bookish things.
And that's what we're going to do today.
Hooray!
We're often joined by our friends Adelia, Claire, Fatia, and Georgia, and sometimes other folks. But today it's just me and Jada.
So far, at least.
Yeah, maybe someone will join us later. Wouldn't that be so lovely? Before we start talking about books, we want to remind listeners that we are in the fall pledge drive for WGXC, and we're encouraging everyone out there listening to become a supporter of WGXC, support hands-on community, creative radio, youth radio, shows like Bound by Books, and just in general, having really unique and diverse content on the radio. It's pretty special. We love our community radio station, WGXC. And we're encouraging listeners out there to become monthly supporters to invest in community radio with a recurring donation of your choosing. Our current sustaining monthly supporters give everywhere from $5 a month to $300 a month. So it's really whatever amount fits your budget and your desired donation amount. And you can set up the monthly donations online at wgxc.org/donate. It's pretty simple to set up. If you're not feeling up for a monthly donation, you could do a one-time donation as well. That's the way that you like to donate. That is fine and wonderful and welcome. But our goal for this pledge drive is to get new sustaining donors, or for current sustaining donors to increase their donations to help us reach our overall goal of having $5,000 per month of sustaining support. So these are donations that the station can count on month to month throughout the year so that they can confidently pay their bills to keep WGXC on the air. So currently we have around 300 monthly supporters, and we're hoping that maybe somebody out there will join the bunch and help us get closer to our goal.
And you guys, we know that you like us, otherwise we probably wouldn't be doing this. So just show your support in other ways by just listening, because if you don't support, then there might not be anything left for you guys to listen to. Just saying.
Yeah, so please go to wgxc.org/donate or give a call to 518-697-7400 if you need help making your donation, if you want more information about what your donation supports. I'm sure the team at Wave Farm WGXC will be glad to answer any questions. And WGXC is a program division of Wave Farm, which is a 501c3 nonprofit arts organization. So your contributions are tax deductible to the full extent of the law. And if we're able to reach our goal of $5,000 a month in support, one of the benefits, in addition to being able to have a financially sustainable community radio station, in addition to that, we'll also be able to eliminate on-air pledge drives like this and keep the radio focused on all the good stuff. Not that supporting your radio station is not the good stuff, but let's be honest, you want to hear us talking about books, not about raising funds. So go to wgxc.org/donate to make your donation, either one time or recurring. Or you can call 518-697-7400. But thank you so much to all of our current sustaining donors, all of the future sustaining donors, as well as all of our listeners out there. We really appreciate everyone for their support, whether financial or otherwise. And on that note, while you're all making your donations, we'll talk about some books for a little bit. So Jada, what did you want to talk about today?
I just finished reading Uncle Tom's Cabin. It's one of the few books I've ever read in my life that makes me have tears in my eyes. So good book, because, you know, if I don't get tears, it's not that touchy-feely. It's a book about a bunch of... It starts out with this family who owns a bunch of slaves, and they're very nice to their slaves. And then the owner of slaves ends up, because of debt, having to sell three of the characters, this girl named Eliza and her kid, and a man named Tom, who has a family and stuff. So Eliza decides to run away, and Tom ends up going to a person who's also... And Tom, in this book, is a devout Christian, and he uses his religion, like, and he preaches to help keep morale up and such. And it's actually very hard to talk about it without spoiling too much of it, because a lot of this main parts of the story happens in action. So, yeah. But it's a really good book. It's a classic, at least to hear in America, so I suggest reading it.
Did you have a favorite character in the book?
There were these characters part of the middle of the story, and then they died, and that made me very sad.
Oh, yeah, that's sad. Was it easy to read? I know that you've had some books that you've read that you thought were really challenging in the way they were written, that were older books. Was the language pretty accessible?
It wasn't too bad. I mean, to the greatest extent, it was written in a way that, you know, showed the accent, so it was kind of hard to read some parts, but it wasn't too bad. The only part that really annoyed me was a part where the girl Eliza was with Quakers, so they said thee and thy and that kind of stuff a lot, and it was just not my most favorite thing in the world to read, but yeah.
Have you finished reading it?
Yeah, I just finished
Cool. It's a pretty long book.
It is.
And I was just looking it up. I guess it was published in two volumes. I guess it was first introduced as part of a periodical, like a abolitionist periodical, back in 1851. And it was popular enough that it was expanded and published as a novel. Fascinating. You seem to read a lot of classics. Do you do that by choice, or are you
get the enrichment of the classic? So I'm getting the enrichment of the classics.
Do you choose which ones you want to read, or
yeah, you get assigned them? Next, I think I'm going to read Sherlock Holmes, because that sounds like
cool. I don't read a lot of classics, although I have read a number in my life. But I do like to read them on occasion. It's interesting reading these books that are still popular today that were written so long ago, and to think about like the different times when they're sort of received, like the first, when they first came out, what the reception would have been like as opposed to now. That's very cool. Thanks for sharing your thoughts on the book.
That's why I'm here.
That's why you're here. I have some books that I was going to share that I have not yet read that recently were released. I thought I would share the descriptions for them, because they're all ones that I'm excited to read. So the first book that I wanted to share is a book called Like a Charm by Elle McNichol. And actually, all three of the books I'm going to share today are suggested for ages 9 to 11 and grades 4 to 6, although, of course, that'll be other ages of readers that will like these books too. So the first one is called Like a Charm by Elle McNichol, who also wrote a very popular book called A Kind of Spark, as well as Show Us Who You Are and some other titles. But this is the description for this one. Ramya Knox is used to feeling cursed. People only notice her long enough to call her a troublemaker, except Grandpa. He sees Ramya and her neurodiversity as enchanting. But when Grandpa dies, Ramya's world loses its charm, until she discovers he left behind one big secret, that magic is real and Ramya can see it. Trolls, vampires, kelpies, and more fantastical beings hide in the shadows for Ramya to discover. But the hidden folk need protection from the most dangerous creatures of all, the sirens. These beautiful monsters use their voices to get whatever they want, and lately they want power. And anyone who resists, anyone who is different, simply disappears. It's up to Ramya to finish her grandpa's work and expose the sirens for the villains they are before their voices frown out the human and hidden worlds forever.
That had an unexpected twist to it that I'm not sure makes you want to read it.
What was the twist?
That it was about magic. I would have liked to know that from the start, people. I'd like to know what I'm getting into.
Well, I guess if you read the description, you know.
From the title.
Well, wouldn't that charm imply that it's got some magic?
Charm could mean literally anything from bracelet charms, or keepsakes, friendship. I think I've been reading too many camp stories.
Too many camp stories. That sounds fun. Maybe not the too much part, but I like a good camp story. Reminds me of my times at camp as a kid. I guess unless it's a spooky one, that's a little different. I don't need any spooky camp stories. All right. So that was Like a Charm by Elle McNichol, out currently. You can find it at your local bookstore, library, wherever else you get books. The next title I want to mention, also for ages 9 to 11, grades 4 to 6, is Remember Us by Jacqueline Woodson, who's written so many amazing books. Couldn't possibly list them all. She's done picture books, middle grade chapter books, teen books, adult books. She's written for all ages, and some of my favorite books, especially for tweens, are by Jacqueline Woodson. I loved After Tupac and Dee Foster, Locomotion and Peace Locomotion. Also did Brown Girl Dreaming. Oh, what was her most recent one? That was so good. I guess it's not the most recent. One of her most recent ones. That was one of my favorites, but I always forget the name. What were you called? Oh, Before the Ever After. That book is so good. She's a really amazing author who's written a lot of great books. But her latest is called Remember Us, and this is the description. It seems like Sage's whole world is on fire the summer before she starts seventh grade. As house after house burns down, her Bushwick neighborhood gets referred to as the Matchbox in the local newspaper. And while Sage prefers to spend her time shooting hoops with the guys, she's also still trying to figure out her place inside the circle of girls she's known since childhood, a group that each day feels further and further away from her. But it's also the summer of Freddie, a new kid who truly gets Sage. Together, they reckon with the pain of missing the things that get left behind as time moves on, savor what's good in the present, and buoy each other up in the face of destruction. And when the future comes, it is Sage's memories of the past that show her the way forward. Remember Us speaks to the power of both letting go and holding on. That is Remember Us by Jacqueline Woodson. I can't wait to read that one. It sounds like a story that many people could relate to in terms of especially the sort of shifting friendships and trying to figure out your place amongst a group of people and how that changes over time. So I think a lot of people could relate to that. And then the backdrop of a time period when there seemed to be a lot of different fires being set also adds an element to it that I think will be interesting. So I'm excited to check that one out. That one has also been released, so feel free to check it out too. And lastly, there's a new book from Lily Williams and Karen Schneeman called Look on the Bright Side. And this is a follow-up to their middle grade novel, Go with the Flow, which was an Eisner-nominated middle grade graphic novel. It's suggested for ages 9 to 11 and grades 4 to 6. So this is a follow-up, so it follows along with four characters from the first book, Britt, Abby, Christine, and Sasha. So here's the description for this one. Old friends, new loves. The future is looking bright. A new year of school is starting, and Britt finds herself struggling with feelings for a seemingly rude boy from class who might have a soft side. Meanwhile, Christine can't deny that she likes her best friend, Abby, as more than just a friend. The only question is, does Abby have feelings for Christine too? And will their feelings for each other mess things up in their friend group? Misunderstandings, betrayal, and jealousy are bound to get in the way. But hey, look on the bright side. They're in this together, always. And yeah, so that's the description for Look on the Bright Side by Lily Williams and Karen Schneeman, a middle grade graphic novel, follow-up to Go with the Flow, which I also suggest to listeners if they haven't read it yet. And so those are the new releases from this week that I decided to highlight. Is there anything on your to-read list that you're most looking forward to reading?
Not particularly. I just want to read some new books, you know, books that are fun. I'm actually working on a book myself.
Like writing a book?
I just got tired of not being able to find the kind of book that I want to find, so I'm going to write it myself.
Cool. That is a good plan. I have a lot of books on my to-read list, but one of my choices for this month, which is like leading up to the end of the month to Halloween, I like to read at least one spooky book in October every year. And over the past year or two, I've been reading the Small Spaces Quartet books by Katherine Arden, which is a middle grade series that there's four books. And my understanding, although I don't know if I made this up, is that each one is set over a different season of the year. So the first one's in the fall, then there's a winter one, and I think the third one was in the spring. So I assume this will be the summer one, the fourth one. So I've read the first three, and I have the fourth one checked out right now, but I haven't started it yet. But it follows a group of friends who I don't believe they actually start off as friends, if I'm remembering right from the first one, that they're classmates who become friends through a shared experience. But they have, like, each season they seem to have like a scary experience that's tied into a character or entity that they refer to as the Smiling Man. So the first one is set, they go to like a cornfield or to like a farm. So they have adventures with like scary scarecrows and running around the cornfields. And then there's a winter getaway with family. And then there's one that's set on a boat. And now the last one, Empty Smiles, is what appears to be set at a carnival. But yeah, that's on my to read list for this month. Like a light scare is lovely. And I like this series so far. Why finish it off?
My light scare, my idea of a light scare, is awesome friendly kids spooky story. It's just very funny and not spooky at all, and that's exactly why I like to read it.
Cool. Yeah, I feel like these stories, like, I don't actually get this series in particular that I'm mentioning, the Small Spaces Quartet. I wouldn't say I get scared by them in the sense of, like, I'm not scared to, like, go outside in the dark or be at home by myself while reading it. But I feel like it feels scary for young readers. Like, I could see it being scarier if I was the age group that it's intended for. I don't know. I've also read some middle grade novels that did make me feel a little nervous in the dark. So I do know those books are out there, but maybe it's about setting too. It's like the last one that I read was set on a boat. So maybe if I was like on a boat in the middle of a lake, maybe it would be more scary, but I'm not there. Anyways, before we go for the day, we'll just do a final reminder to our listeners. We're wrapping up the fall pledge drive today, and we are looking for generous listeners, donors out there to support community radio, support WGXC, help us stay on the air by pledging your support to WGXC, becoming a monthly supporter. You can sign up online at wgxc.org/donate, choose your monthly commitment, your monthly donation amount. Our current donors give between $5 and $300 a month. So it's really whatever fits your budget and your desired donation to WGXC. You can choose your amount, and it's really easy to set up at wgxc.org/donate. But if you do want some help setting up those donations or want to talk about other methods of payment, you can also call 518-697-7400 to talk with someone at WGXC. And on that note, we'll say goodbye for the day, but we hope everyone out there listening has a great week filled with lots of quality reading time. And we'll be back next week to talk about some more books. Until then, happy reading.
Bye.
Into the void of space, we shine a light, a flickering force, moving at eternal pace, on an infinite voyage. Explore the magic. We are never too old for new worlds to align. Life is not a race, but a moment to embrace. the journey.